Child pornography is against the law.
No, Mr. You have to understand that I completely understand this. I do not know how these photographs got into my computer. I was just as shocked by this.
You were found. You had 300 pictures of children under the age of 8 engaged in sex. Okay.
I don't deny these photographs are in my computer, but what I'm saying to you is that they're not in my possession, that I would never have these pictures in my possession. I thought I would say that these photographs, this pornography has been placed there by either the police or some member of our community but who have a political reason for this.
Now, you were released on bond, right?
Yes, I was.
Where do you live?
I live right now in Pasadena. My business is in Altadena.
Well, the police say they were tipped by an unnamed source that you had in your possession child pornography. They confiscated your computer.
No, I understand. The police came into my home. Disrupted my personal effects. Took my computer. Took these files of mine.
But they found 311, according to police report, 311 pornographic images depicting children, many under the age of 10 or 8. You told the police you don't know how they got into your computer.
That is the absolute truth, yes.
Did you tell the police you felt you were the victim of some kind of political vendetta?
Yes. I told them that I had been outspoken politically against the policies of the United States. In regard to the detention of Arab America, I told them that that I have been outspoken against the United States and its war against the innocent people of Iraq and Afghanistan. I told them that I was very outspoken against this man Bush, you know, who I see as nothing more than a dictator trying to crush the rights of the Middle East people. Now, I've been vocal about this. I have been vocal about this on television. I've been vocal about this on radio, you know.
And the next thing you know, over 300 pictures of children engaged in pornographic, unseemly pornographic behavior show up on your computer.
Look, this to me is the police were told that I have these pictures. They come to my house and they find these pictures. I don't know where these pictures come from, but I will tell you why these pictures. My political beliefs are going to be very much critical of the United States, and that the United States of America is not a free place, you know, because you cannot criticize this government here because they're going to hack into your computer. And it's my...
Well, did you tell the police you felt one of your neighbors hacked in?
I said that I think one of my American neighbors, who is a man that that I have had these different discussions with, you know, broke into my house, hacked into my computer, put these pictures...
On your computer?
Yes. And I said, you know, to him, you know what you should do? Is you should stop eating so much fast food. Because, and I believe that the American people are being, you know, driven insane by this fast food. That there's so much fat in the food, you know, that it goes to their minds. And you know what? These people are...
All right, look at this is all theory here, and
no, it's not theory, you know.
This is a horrifically, this is an extremely disgusting crime, child pornography. In any civilized country in the world, is against the law. You've got 300 pictures of kids under the age of 8 on your computer.
Yes, that's right.
And you don't know how they got there?
No.
You feel it was put there by a neighbor who hacked into your computer because he disagrees with your politics?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. This makes sense. If you look at the way that the Arab American is being treated, what other conclusion can you come to, you know? And for me, the reason why I think this happened is because I have made a point. When I see these people, you know, I said to my neighbor, this guy's Jim, you know, his name, I said, hey, you know what you need to do? You should stop eating fast food. That's why you're crazy. That's why you're insane.
And why'd you call him insane?
Because I said to him, I said, you know, I think George Bush is the worst dictator in the history of this world. He said, you're a bastard to say that. I said, you're the bastard. And I think you're being driven insane by all the fat you eat with the fast food.
And this is a man you've had a running problem with.
Oh, yeah, sure, yes. And he said to me, you know, I said, you know, George Bush is nothing but a dictator. He said, you know, you are a stupid bastard. I said, you are a bastard, you know that? I said, listen, you bastard, why don't you quit eating all the fat from the fast food?
And all right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. I'd like to try to get at least a little bit to the bottom of this. 1-800-449-8686. The gentleman on the line here is an Egyptian national living here in the United States for the last 3 years, Mr. Raj Fanin. You're married to an American woman, right?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
How long you been married?
I got married to her as soon as I came to the country. As soon as I come to America, I married her.
Really? I mean, you just...
Yeah, I wanted to have an American wife for, you know, because, you know, I loved her, and but it also it was able for me to get a work permit, you know.
You married the woman so you could get a work permit?
No, that's not the only reason, you know, but, yeah, you know, it's able for me to get, you know, green card, you know.
All right, so you've been here for 3 years. In that time, you've expressed opinions. So you came here after 9/11?
Yes, I come here after 9/11 because I said to my friends in Egypt, I said, you know, if I go to America now and one of these people try to tell me, hey, you know, nothing but, you know, like a terrorist or something like that, I say to them, you know, because of 9/11, you think every Arab is a terrorist. So, you know, you can't throw it into back in their face, you know.
So you thought it would be easier coming here after 9/11 because you could throw it back in the face of any American who said you were a terrorist that they're being bigoted.
Yes, and it's true, you know. Now this guy next door to me, he says, what do you mean George Bush is a dictator? I says, George Bush is nothing more than Hitler, you know.
Do you really believe that?
Do I believe
it? Do you believe George Bush is Hitler?
Oh, yeah, yes, he's Hitler. He's Hitler to Iraq, you know, he's Hitler to Afghanistan. So this man says to me, don't you speak to me, you bastard. I said, listen to me, you bastard. If you spend less time at this, they call the drive-thru, you know, at the Burger King, you spend less time at Burger King, you spend less time at the Burger King, the McDonald's, maybe all of the grease is not going to clog up where your mind should be, you know. And he says to me, you bastard. I said, you know something, you bastard? So, next thing I know, the police are in my home, and they said, do you know what this is? And I said...
What did they do? They came into the house?
Yes, yeah, they came into the house.
They got into your computer?
No, they took my computer. Then they brought me to the police station. Then they said to me, do you know these pictures? I said, no, I don't know these pictures. And they said, there's 300 of these pictures in your computer. I said, I don't know anything about it.
You don't?
No, I don't know.
All right, Raj Fanin is with us. He feels he's a victim of anti-Arab hysteria, anti-Arab bigotry and prejudice. 300 pictures of children, pornographic pictures of children, were found in his computer. And he says they must have been put there by people, either the police or people who don't like his political point of view. He's been very vocal. He suspects one of his neighbors of having put them there, having broken into his house, hacked into his computer, and put pornographic pictures there because Mr. Fanin's of the opinion that George Bush is Hitler. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. It's very unusual. You know, I'll just tell you this much. I think when you taunt people about eating fast food, which is what this gentleman did, saying, hey, quit eating so many McDonald's hamburgers, the grease is clogging your brain. Yeah, they're going to be angry, but break into your house and put pornographic pictures in your computer? And you say that's because basically this police state we live in? I mean, you've come to this country, all right?
Please don't lecture me on how great America is. You know, I get this from everybody. You know, they tell me, oh, this is such a great country, but you have to be Arab to understand what I'm saying. You know, this country is not so great if you're Arab. You know, this I had to come here 3 years ago and sweat and slave and I was the victim of bigotry. I was the victim of prejudice against Arabs. This is not a figment of anyone's imagination. This is the truth, you know. But
you've built a business here, haven't you?
Yeah, sure, I've built a business. And
you've made a lot of money, right?
Yeah, I made a lot of money because I am good at what I do, you know. But in America, you make money even though they hate you, you know. And so I told this bastard who lives next door to me, I said, look, you bastard, you know, you're going to...
Who is this guy? You say his name's Jim?
This is my next-door neighbor, Jim, yeah.
And you've had political arguments with him?
Yeah, this guy says, you know, you should be grateful. I said, grateful for what? To live in this bastard place with George Bush is Hitler, you know? And I said to him, you know, look, to me, I think this bastard is the reason why, you know, America is, forget it, you know, it's just no good, you know? And then the bastard says, you don't have any right, you know, to talk like this. And then, you know, I said to him, you listen to me, you bastard. First of all, the work I've done in this country and everything, and George Bush, okay? And then the police come to my house and they say to me, you've got children pornography, you know? And
you don't collect pornography?
No, I don't collect pornography, no.
Why do you think an American did it?
Does the American, look, American scum, you know.
What do you mean American scum? You know, I'm having a hard time here.
But just shut your mouth for a minute and listen to me, okay?
I don't like being told to shut my mouth either, man. What do you mean American scum?
Look, only the American scum is going to break into my house to put in pornography because they don't like the thing, you know, that I tell these bastards what to say. This bastard, George Bush, you know...
You're calling my president a bastard. I don't happen to particularly like that. I don't happen to...
But isn't this America? Where are you, the freedom of the speech? See? Now you're trying to not let me be free speech. Why? Because all of the fast food you people eat.
No, it ain't got nothing to do with the fast food that I eat. I don't like hearing my president called a bastard.
So you would deny my right to say to speak, you know? That's why I joined this organization, MoveOn.org, because it's the only group of Americans that are not bastards who will tell the truth, you know?
MoveOn.org, huh? The only group of Americans that aren't bastards, right? You're going to find, sir, the political realities of this country. You got just as many hypocrites on both sides of the spectrum, okay? And
well, you know, look... If I want to have pictures on my computer, it should be no business of anyone, but still, those are not my pictures.
Well, that's a little bit of a, you know...
No. Just shut your mouth for a minute, because...
I don't like being told to shut my mouth.
If I want to have pictures, that's my business, but no, those are not my pictures.
Let me go to a call. Mario, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Eric, I'm totally... amazed what this idiot who has come to this country, as a guest to this country, because if you were not born in this country, you are a guest in this country. However, this person has come from a country that he did not have a voice other than the one that his...
What country do you come from?
I come from Cuba, sir.
But listen to these bastards.
I come from Cuba, sir. I come from a country that is no liberty on it.
Okay, don't you see Americans?
Okay, so don't
you think Americans eat too much of these fast food? You know, they're...
I don't believe so. I believe they should get deported. That's what I believe.
That I should be deported?
Sure, I do.
Why should I be deported? I come to this country.
Number one, you don't have no right to say what you're saying about a nation that has taken you and let you talk the way you are talking. You are degrading, sir.
No, sir. I am
you
speaking.
You are degrading yourself, and you are affecting the persons that come from your country.
You see what happened to you?
You are degrading. That's why.
You are believing.
We did not took a word to you. You brought it to us.
You are letting these bastards.
You brought a word to us by saying
you are letting the bastards.
By saying that George Bush. By saying that George Bush is the worst president and he's a Hitler. You don't got no idea.
You don't know what Hitler was, man. Hitler.
You don't got no idea. Hey. You know,
first
you should have been. You probably was one of those that were pumping Hussein, your president over there, and keeping him in power over there.
I come from Egypt. I don't come from it. I come from Egypt. I don't come from it.
You know what? You
my God.
Every
you
bit
know,
of it.
You left you Cuba, you come to America, you eat too much of the Burger King and Carl's Jr. That's your problem. I come from Egypt. I don't come from Iraq. Good, sweet Christ. And number two, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, number two, this bastard, George Bush.
But I don't appreciate you calling George Bush anything.
A bastard. I don't like that.
Oh, so I don't have free speech.
You got free speech.
You want to talk about free speech that way? Then you go back to wherever you come from.
Let me ask
you
this.
In this country, you're a guest.
Mario, you come off the boat. How many pounds of fast food did you put on?
I didn't came out of no boat, sir.
Well, but
I've been here for over 40 years.
Okay, you come to America. How many pounds of the fast food have you put on?
As much as I wanted, sir.
Yeah, there you go.
That is my choice.
And you don't think your brain is clogged with the grease?
You don't have a choice over there.
You don't think your brain got clogged with the grease?
No, sir. I know that mine is not, but I'm not sure about yours. I think you got too much diesel on your...
Whoa, watch the language.
Did you hear that, bastard?
You're calling everybody the B-word here.
I didn't use to say this F-word. Let me tell you something. This guy, this bastard, George Bush...
I don't want to hear you call my president a bastard any longer. Do you understand, or I'll hang up on you?
Jesus. So, in other words, I don't get the free speech.
Look it, man. You can have free speech anywhere you want. My radio show is like being in my house. You don't talk that way in my house. You don't talk that way on my show. Now, you got something critical to say about President Bush? Go right ahead. Calling the guy a name.
Okay, but listen to me. This guy lives next door to me, Jim. The guy is a bastard, and I'll tell you why. Because he hacked into my computer. He puts these dirty pictures, which, if I wanted to look at them, should be my business, but no, I don't. Okay?
Well, in other words, you think a guy ought to have the right to have child pornography?
The American police are like the Gestapo, you know, come into my home to take my pictures. And
are these your pictures or aren't they?
No, they're not.
But if they were, it should be your right.
Yes. And this bastard, I said to him, you know what your problem is, Jim? You've been shoving with the heel of your hand too many burrito, way too many double Western bacon cheeseburger. You know, he cracks me up. It puts me away. You know, Mr. Andre, I've been in this country 3 years, and if there's one word that you get used to when you live in America, it's the one word that comes to mind is this bastard. Because if you look over here on the freeway here, I'm looking right now at my house, you know, and...
Are you watching TV?
My son's watching TV. And I see out here, you know, look at this Kentucky Fried Chicken, Popeye... And every bastard is lined up to get their bastard chicken, you know?
But, sir, child pornography is horrifyingly serious crime. You can do serious time.
Of course they want to put me in prison. But I don't have these pictures. They're not my pictures. I don't know where they come from. I think the bastard who lives next door to me put them there because I told him that Bush... Can chew, you know, I said with my son, I said, Bush eats choda, you know?
All right, let me go to Luann. Luann, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
This guy just disgusts me. First of all, you blasphemed using Jesus Christ's name. I am a Christian, sir.
Well, I'm Muslim.
Yeah?
So
you believe in Jesus Christ?
It's only blasphemy to say Allah is, you know, like a turd or something. But what are you saying, Jesus Christ?
I heard you blaspheme his name.
What did I say?
You believe in Jesus Christ.
What did I say to blaspheme Jesus?
Do you believe in Jesus?
No. You have to tell me how I blaspheme first.
Before I heard you distinctly say, sweet Jesus Christ.
Yes, what's that?
What does he have to do with this?
What's so bad about that?
Well,
what's so bad about that? What does he have to do with your child pornography?
I said sweet Jesus Christ.
But what does he have to do with your child pornography?
I'll tell you why, Luann. Because next door to me is this man, Jim Gilmore. He's a bastard.
Do you have proof that he did this to you?
Well,
Do you have proof?
Yes, I do.
What's your proof? What is your proof?
Because he's a bastard.
That's not proof. That's not proof.
What do you mean it's not proof? He's a bastard.
That's not proof. It doesn't matter.
He keeps talking about the war in Iraq is all, you know, is good. And I said, you are. Listen to me, you bastard. I said,
that's not proof. The lady said, what's the proof?
It's us Americans that fought for your right of freedom of speech, not you.
I'm from Egypt. What are you talking about?
You didn't fight for your right to freedom of speech in this country.
But
you've only been
here
for, what, 3 years, you said?
Luann,
and you married someone to get your green card?
I married an American.
How dare you?
What do you mean, how dare I? I married an American woman. Luann.
And how much money did that cost you?
Luann, you know what? Where you don't make sense? Too many Wendy's visits. You know?
I don't eat fast food.
Sure.
Keep it off of the fast food, man. Keep it on the topic here. Two things on the table as far as I'm concerned. Child pornography and the fact that you think you're being railroaded politically. And when the lady said, what's your proof that this guy did it, you say because he's a bastard.
That's right.
That's not proof.
Why is that not proof, this bastard?
That's not concrete proof.
So why is he a bastard? Because he disagrees with the...
You having pictures of pornographic pictures of children, no less.
This
is a crime.
Look at...
And they have proof. You have no proof that your neighbor put them on your computer.
It's the largest...
He's the B-word. You have no concrete proof.
It's the largest.
As far as I'm concerned, you're guilty. You knew you had those pictures.
I thought you're innocent.
Your neighbor put them on there.
I thought you're innocent.
Because you have no proof. All you keep saying is that he's a B word. You have no proof.
I thought you are innocent until proven guilty in America of this country, right? But no, not according to these bastards.
But you need to have some proof to back up your story. You don't have any proof.
The burden of proof is on the accuser, not the accused. This is American law. I know. I know my rights. I know.
Boy, you got a lot knowing about your rights, don't you? But you don't. You're sitting there. What do you mean the largest collection of child porn on the West Coast?
It is. It's not mine.
Well, then how do you know it is?
The largest collection.
Because.
Unless you keep up on child pornography.
I know it's one of the largest collections, but it's not my collection.
Oh, really? Which
How
one is your...
How do you know, though, that it's not that it's the largest collection if you're not up on it?
Do you know how I know? Because that bastard who lives next door to me, Jim Gilmore, I think he knows.
Wait a minute.
That's a crock.
You called me... What did you call me?
She said that's a crock.
That's a lie.
Ma'am... Jesus knows the truth. Jesus knows.
Yes, he does. And when you meet your maker someday,
and I will
you've
tell
got
you,
a lot of judgment.
You know what he's going to say to me? I'm going to go to Jesus, and I'll say, do you know Luann? He'll say, yes, I do. She was a bastard to you, and she spoke badly to you. And when I meet her, she'll go, oh, man.
Luann, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Pat. Hi, Pat. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I am so disgusted with your show tonight that I could absolutely throw up.
I'm disgusted with this show, too, you know?
You're the
who
guest.
Who is this guy? He's not even a U.S. citizen. And I'll tell you what, anybody who can call our president a bastard does not belong in this
Wait
country.
A minute. George Bush is, like, dropping bombs on Iraq right now. And what
if you want to be in this country, you respect our presidency.
Okay. How come I can't get a straight answer out of you? How many Wendy's burgers you eat? Yeah, see, she doesn't...
I don't eat... You know, you are really sick. What does Wendy's have to do with anything you're talking about?
I'll tell you why. Because every day...
And you're mixing Wendy's hamburgers with child pornography?
No.
Do you know what I think about child pornography? I think anybody who is involved with it should be shot. And for you to be bringing up all this stuff, why are you even on this program?
Ma'am,
you don't belong in this country. I am absolutely sick.
I do not have child pornography. If I did...
Yeah? Anybody who can even discuss child pornography has to be involved with it. I know nothing about child pornography. I know no one in my life who knows anything about child pornography. And you're saying you have the largest collection?
No, I don't.
I don't believe you.
It is the largest collection, but it's not mine.
How do you know it's the largest collection?
Really, I don't have any child pornography on my computer.
For a lady who says she knows nothing about it, the last sentence that you just spoke is nothing but child pornography. You don't know anything about it? You're talking all about it.
You are a very sick man.
But you know something you do know about?
What kind of business are you in?
The business I'm in, I'm an engineer.
You're what?
An engineer.
Well, then why don't you go back to where you came from? You don't belong in this country. You obviously aren't happy here.
I'll tell you why. Because American children are so stupid in math and science, they need engineers.
You do not call our children stupid.
But they are stupid. That's why they must have engineers.
No, you do not call our children stupid.
Look,
if you think our children are stupid, get the heck out of here.
What's your email address? If you don't know what child pornography is, I can send you samples.
Wait a minute.
Really?
Really?
You can send us samples, huh?
You just said that wasn't yours.
I don't have child pornography, but I can find some.
You can send me samples?
I can find some on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, well, wonderful. I don't go on the internet to find child pornography. And you do?
Well, maybe you should if you don't know what you're talking about, because
you are so sick.
Ma'am, I am saying the sickest person here...
Why don't you go have a Wendy's hamburger, because obviously you are clogged in the brain.
Oh, my God. You Americans eat more of the Wendy's than you eat more of Wendy's.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Why are you here in this country?
Because I wanted to start the business.
You don't belong here. Get out.
You know something? I bet you eat more Wendy than
I've never been to a Wendy's in my life.
Have you ever eaten Wendy?
Watch it.
What are you talking about?
Watch it.
This lady has her face shoved in a Big Mac. Man, I know it.
You know what? I don't even know why I'm talking to you.
You know something? Americans eat so much fast food that
I don't understand what fast food has to do with our president.
I'm going to tell you.
I don't understand what fast food has to do with pornography.
The grease clogs your mind, and you can't think straight.
What do you eat?
Who, me?
What do you eat?
I eat, macaroni and cheese, that kind of deal. Okay. You know, I'm not going to the... Oh, what are you laughing about?
Oh, my God.
You know something,
Pat? You're a sick person.
You know,
goodness.
You're so concerned about child pornography, you're laughing.
I'm laughing about you eating cheese and macaroni.
I got you on that one, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. She's laughing about child pornography.
No, she's not. But you eating Kraft macaroni and cheese.
How do you know it's Kraft?
All right, thank you very much.
With regard to this fast food, you know.
Well, could you turn your TV down, please?
Mr. Andre, I'm watching the television because it's my constitutional right. You're very big tonight on telling me what I can do, you know.
Well, you're calling my president the B word. You want to sing a song that you call a protest song.
It is a protest song against the American consumer fascism, which makes them eat so much fast food that it makes them dumber, and then they blame me if I can't understand what they're blathering about, you know?
You told that lady you'd send her child pornography so she'd know what you were talking about.
It's not mine.
Yeah, it's not yours. Then you said it's one of the West Coast's largest collections, but it's not yours.
That's correct.
How do you know it's one of the West Coast's largest collections?
Because when I was at the substation, I overheard the police talking. They said, you know, it's a pretty significant collection, you know.
Oh, bull crap.
Okay, you calling me a liar?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm calling you a liar. Point blank. Gary, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Gary?
Yes. Oh, hi.
Go ahead, sir.
I wonder if I could ask you some questions, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You say that you're an engineer?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
What kind of engineer are you?
Chemical.
Chemical engineer. You use the computer? You use the internet every day?
In my work, communicate through email, but not much for doing, for instance, a technical spec of some kind. We'll use a computer for manual completion, to put together manuals for some of the individuals who we're going to interface with.
Well, I mean, it's your home. Do you put your own pictures on the computer? Do you put your family pictures on the computer?
Well, I have to ask you now at this time, sir. Are you police?
No, I'm not police.
You seem to be pretty...
I'm just asking you.
Well, I don't know. You know, you seem to be pretty nosy, you know.
He's just a caller who's asking you questions.
You have to understand that I'm Arab. And when I've got some guy asking me questions, I want to know what this is about, you know.
Well, no, the thing is that you say that it was planted on your computer.
Yes, I think one of these bastards, you know, did that.
Well, but the thing is that if you, I mean,
let me ask you something, because you're stuttering, you don't, you know.
Can
we get into the fast food with you?
I'm not stuttering any more than you are.
Well, you're stumbling around. What do you eat?
Forget about what he eats.
The first thing that people do when they're caught with something illicit or illegal is the claim that it was planted on them.
And how do you know this?
I think, Gary,
you sound to me like you got a cruller wedged.
I think that when you to plant something on a computer is a level of complexity even more than just somebody, you know, planting some cocaine on you.
Right.
So
you're telling me that people don't hack into computers every day in this country. Every day they hack into computers, and you call this complex? Wow.
Yeah, I think it's very complex. I don't think the average person can hack into a computer.
Maybe it wasn't an average person. Maybe it was a cop.
Well,
oh, so now it's the cops. Now it's the cops who are planting it.
You say your neighbor hacked into your computer. What does he do, your neighbor?
I don't know. He won't say. Some bastard who is yelling at me all the time.
I mean, do you know if he has a computer?
I'm sure he does. Yeah, he does.
But you don't know for sure.
He must have one. But how else did he hack into my computer?
I think it's pretty lame if you don't even know if he has a computer.
He does. I know he does.
No, you just said you didn't know.
Well, now I do know. Now I remember.
Oh yeah, you just made up your mind.
Yeah.
I don't think, sir, the police are going to have much trouble with you.
Well, you know, you're not the cop, so I don't know. You know, maybe you're an expert on, der Wiener Schnitzel or something.
No, I think, sir, what you are is a child pornographer. And I think you're going to have a lot of trouble.
You know what I think you are?
I don't really care.
I think you like to do things with hot dogs.
Okay, you're getting to be a real child here, Mr. Finine. You're beginning to accuse...
No, I think this guy likes to go to the Wiener Schnitzel and play with it. What do you think of that? That's as stupid as what you said to me.
All right, Gary, thank you very much.
No, don't let this bastard... Listen, you keep this bastard on the foot.
Don't call people a bastard either. Fine, go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah, Daddy.
One, two, three. Oh, see the American white and pasty sucking on a big and tasty. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. You got it. All right.
Well...
Fat old American, watch him wheeze,
yeah.
On his way to Tasty Freeze, oh yeah. All right.
Oh yeah, you got it.
Well, see the American, white and black, they are sucking on several Big Macs, oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right.
See the American, all night and day, he's sucking down a Chick-fil-A, oh yeah.